This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Welcome to Lock and Load with Bill Frady. My name is Paul Lathrop.
I'm Rob Morse.
We are sitting in for Bill tonight. He's taking some well-deserved time off. And we're going to be joining you for the next 3 hours. This first hour is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Well, Rob, we're back. Did a spot for Bill last week, and I guess we didn't totally screw it up.
That or Bill's desperate. Actually, Bill's off training for his theatrical debut. He's working on some live videos, and he wanted to get a little physical training, hands-on hand, some detailed gun and choreography. Should we jump into the new... Before we jump into the news, let's give the listeners a break. Let's tell them who we have coming in later in the hour.
Okay, we have later this hour, we have Sidney Powell. Sidney was at Gun Rights Policy Conference, was where I first connected with her. Tell her about her book. Tell them about her book.
Sidney was a prosecutor's prosecutor. She was one of the youngest. She was, at the time she was accepted, she was the youngest assistant federal prosecutor brought into service. She was there for, 20 years? She was a lawyer's lawyer, and she was shocked by the corruption she found in the Department of Justice. The injustice at the Department of Justice bothered her so much, she recently wrote a book about it. The book is called License to Lie. She'll be on from 5:30 to 6:30. So she'll split the top of the next hour.
5:30 to 6:30 Central Time.
Central Time. Yeah. There you go.
And then coming up at the bottom of the second hour, I'm excited for this one. I don't know if Bill's listeners have been exposed to Jim Irvine yet, but man, that guy is just a dynamo.
Well, I'm not sure if we'll get Jim, because Jim, last he messaged me, Jim's an airline pilot by day and night. He said, might be in the air. We have Joe, I know we'll have Joe Eaton. Joe is the treasurer from the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. He's also one of the movers in their FASTER program. That's the program that trains school staff to protect our students. We have him on for the next hour after Sidney. Now, I think we should jump into the news because the time's ticking. We don't have much time.
Yeah, very much so. Live radio that has hard local breaks, man, that's a challenge we're not used to. But we do have news, and boy, was there news to hit today. This afternoon's story broke. FBI is reopening the investigation into the Hillary Clinton email debacle. Director James Comey of the FBI sent a letter to congressional leaders stating the investigation was reopened and there was no timetable when it would complete.
Yeah.
The emails that sparked the reopening of the investigation did come from Hillary's private server. However, they did not come from WikiLeaks. It came from Anthony Weiner, the disgraced former congressman and soon-to-be ex-husband of Huma Abedin, that's Hillary's top aide for those of you who may not know, had emails from Hillary's private server on several of his devices. The FBI was running an investigation of the former congressman after he was supposedly sexting a 15-year-old girl when this evidence showed up.
Now, this is an October surprise to end all October surprises, Paul. But I don't think it's a signal to lay back and drink a cold one just yet. What do you think?
No. It is not. This comes, and I was looking at polls today. Nationally, it's pretty much, it's within the, every poll I found this afternoon before this story broke, it was within the margin of error for the poll. So essentially neck and neck, but this is huge.
Well, okay. Now, Paul, what's amazing to me is there are now websites, not that talk about Hillary's corruption and Barack's corruption, but that summarize, you know, the table of contents to that information deserves its own websites.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do any of her followers care? I guess they're already committed. The people that this information may sway are the people in the middle, the independents, who can only take so much corruption.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking with a friend of mine on the phone this afternoon after the story broke, and he was saying, but there are so many absentee ballots that have already hit, the people have already cast their ballots. And I said, well, that's true, but those are the hardcore voters. Those are the voters that you weren't going to change their mind no matter what.
I think this election is unusual because both candidates have such strong negatives that we're seeing still a huge undecided middle with only days to go before the election.
Yeah, we've got, 10 days from today?
Yeah. I was told that one of the pool reporters, no, not a pool reporter, they're too groomed, some reporter who was in the crowd at the Hillary event shouted out and asked her about if she wanted to comment. She just, the painted on smile maintained, she waved, didn't flinch, wouldn't touch it. Of course, she's going to pretend it doesn't exist. And her media spokesman, meaning the publicly traded media that we see on the nightly news, they're not going to talk about it. Why should they?
But this is so big. The mainstream media, the CNN, ABC, NBC, they cannot ignore this.
Sure. Paul, they'll give it 3 seconds at the 11 o'clock news.
Maybe.
Two seconds? You think it'd be shorter? You think it'd be longer?
I think it's going to be longer. I really do.
Why? Why?
Simply because this is something that it darn near broke the internet when it hit.
But the Hillary supporters will say there are no charges, innocent till proven guilty. Donald Trump said mean things. I mean, we ought to just number that answer.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you that. However, there are enough of us that are paying attention, and there's enough talk radio, such as Lock and Load with Bill Frady, and blogs and podcasts that are pushing this so hard, and that I just don't see a way where it can. You may be right. It may be they give it 5 seconds and then, you know, go to the story of that we gotta go. We'll come back right after this. Continue.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris.
I'm Paul Lathrop.
We're here standing in for Bill. Our call-in number is 877-807-4048. Before we go to our next news subject, we have to cover this.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paul, can I take the next news story?
Yes, please do.
Well, Hillary Clinton says guns should be outlawed. Like most of Bill's listeners, we disagree. And when I say we, I mean the vast majority of the adults in the United States. Gallup took a poll again this month. They asked, and I quote, "Do you think there should be a law that bans the possession of handguns?" We said no, and we said it in a big way, by more than a 3-to-1 ratio, 23% to 76%. We rejected the idea of a handgun ban. That's the strongest response the poll has ever received. You heard about that, right? You didn't?
No, not on the mainstream media I did.
Yeah, you weren't told that public opinion has changed and continued to change. Now that's interesting. The poll also asked about modern rifles. Gallup asked, are you for or against a law which would make it illegal to manufacture, sell, or possess semi-automatic guns known as assault rifles? 61% of us said that they didn't want an assault weapons ban. Only 36% said they wanted it. The number of people asking for such a ban is again the lowest, and the number against such a ban is again the highest since the poll has been run. Another record-setting shift in public opinion. We set a record, we broke a record, and we didn't hear about it. Now note what these poll questions talk about and what Hillary Clinton's gun control plans wouldn't do. They wouldn't disarm one criminal. Ask yourself how the media would behave if the poll questions, if the results of those questions were reversed. If we said, oh yes, give us more gun control, please, they'd be over that story like WikiLeaks on Hillary Clinton.
Yes, they would.
It would have been covered by every publicly traded news network on every show from the weather on down. Instead, the poll showed that we reject government control of us and of firearms. That little secret would make Hillary's gun control position seem unpopular. And that's particularly bad news a few weeks before an election. Shh, the media doesn't want us to talk about that. Now, why does that poll matter? The anti-rights media would like each of us to think that we're alone. They want us to think that we're the only person who recognizes the right of armed self-defense. We are not alone. Firearms ownership is popular with the vast majority of adults in America. Now listen carefully to how the poll question was phrased. Do you think there should be a law that would ban the possession of handguns except by the police? I think that's a skewed question, wildly skewed. It makes tremendously important assumptions in the way it's asked. Passing a handgun ban makes it sound like you've actually changed reality. Guns are now banned. Well, check your history books there, campers. There is no government that has or could stop criminals from getting weapons. Yeah, sure, you can make guns illegal for law-abiding people to own. But that doesn't disarm a single thug. So passing another gun ban makes it sound like guns actually disappeared. In the way the question is asked, you and I know they don't disappear at all, except from the hands of the law-abiding. So this is what I want you to think about. I don't know if we'll get a chance to discuss it before our guest comes on. What would the poll results look like if you asked a different poll question that wasn't quite so loaded? Suppose you asked, should federal, state, and local legislators pass a law making it illegal for law-abiding adults to have firearms? Paul, what do you think?
That's never going to happen. They'll never ask that question. That's honestly as straight as the other question was crooked.
Yeah, that's a pretty straightforward question because it defines the limitations of government. Okay, let's ask another one. Should federal, state, or local legislators restrict the number or type of firearms that law-abiding adults may own? It defines the limitations of government, that the limitations are contained right in the question, and that's why the media won't ask it. The results would embarrass our socialist politicians. Paul, we have Sydney coming on in just a few minutes. I think she is embarrassed by our politicians. You want to give? Do you have the call-in number right at hand?
I do. It's 877-807-4048. And also, if you're listening on lockandloadradio.com/listen-live, we are watching the chat room there. So if you want to comment in Bill's chat room, we can bring your comments up on the air there as well.
Bill's audience is well educated on this topic. Here's the part that I think is critical. If you ask a loaded poll question, all the gun owners kind of, you know, look at it and go, ugh. But the novice, the uninformed, they accept the implicit assumptions in that question. They go, why, of course, I want everyone to be safe. I don't want dangerous guns in my community.
Yeah.
So I guess what the change in polls reflect is that more of us are awake. We recognize how we're being manipulated. Perhaps the poll results make sense. Fewer and fewer of us take media statements at face value. We expect to have the facts skewed as they're presented to us. Paul, I saw that you had a comment.
Yeah, well, I just want to make it, it also depends on where your polling is coming from. You've got to pay attention to sampling, and you've got to pay attention to how the polls are exactly worded, like you mentioned before. But sampling is also very important. We do have a break coming up, and we're going to be talking with Sydney Powell when we come back. And we'll be coming back right after this.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie, and beef. was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Show. I'm not Bill Frady. I'm Paul Lathrop.
And I'm Rob Morse.
This hour is sponsored by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Want to give a fast shout-out to Desert Eagle, who got in touch with us over the chat room. And have fun, man, reloading that 5.56 match ammo. Rob, we've got a guest. You want to tell everybody about her?
Oh, my gosh. Do we have a guest? Attorney Sidney Powell was a federal prosecutor. Before she wrote her recent book, License to Lie, Ms. Powell served in the Department of Justice for 10 years. She worked in both Texas and Virginia. When first appointed, she was the youngest assistant United States attorney in the country. From that position, she worked her way to become the chief of the appellate section for the Western and Northern districts of Texas. She is a fellow and past president of the American Academy of Appellate Lawyers. In short, she's a lawyer's lawyer. She was named one of the best lawyers in America for several years. Ms. Powell has been lead counsel in more than 500 appeals in the United States Courts of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. She also writes for the New York Observer, for National Review, and for Fox News. When I asked Sidney why she wrote her book, License to Lie, she described the many abuses at the Department of Justice. She said she wrote the book so that she could sleep better at night. It's our privilege and honor to bring you Sidney Powell tonight. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Rob and Paul. It's a pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate you giving me your time.
Sidney, it's amazing. I have to cut your accolades short so that we can get to the subject.
Oh, thank you.
You said that the Department of Justice, time and again, used strong arm tactics to force plea deals. It used illegal and unethical tactics like hiding exculpatory evidence. This is the Department of Justice we're talking about. They and the FBI. I can summarize briefly, please correct me if I'm wrong. They used their bully pulpit like a politician, the threat of exaggerated negative publicity to bludgeon large publicly traded companies into pleading guilty to crimes they didn't commit. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's accurate. In fact, if you'll think back to the Arthur Anderson debacle, when they indicted Arthur Anderson for destroying evidence, that destroyed the company and 85,000 jobs with it for what turned out to be absolutely nothing. It took several years later for the Supreme Court to reverse it, but the Supreme Court reversed the case 9-0 because Anderson hadn't committed a crime. And Justice Rehnquist, who wrote the unanimous decision for the court, said it was shocking how little criminal culpability the jury instructions required. So the Department of Justice just made up a crime, basically destroyed a company and 85,000 jobs for nothing, and wrecked havoc in all those lives. It was so bad that even the partner, the Anderson partner, David Duncan, who had been effectively bludgeoned into pleading guilty upon threats of imprisonment for the rest of his life, he was allowed to withdraw his guilty plea after the Supreme Court reversed the case because he pled guilty to something that wasn't even criminal.
Now, Sidney, your book is not just about Arthur Anderson. It talks about Enron. It also talks about the abusive prosecution of Senator Ted Stevens.
Yes, and also the prosecution of Merrill Lynch executives in what was called the Enron Barge case.
There you go. The reason I think your book is so topical, and it came out, what, in 14?
Yes, it came out in mid-14.
I just read that we now have the Federal Department Insurance Corporation demanding payments from banks. Those payments made to social activists favored by the Obama administration, and that if banks paid that contribution, then they wouldn't be cited under Dodd-Frank. Basically, they'd been handed a stack of regulations that cannot be complied with, and again, it's being used for legal blackmail.
Completely.
Was your book about the beginning of those activities, and we've just seen them accelerate?
Yes, I think that's true. My book goes back about 12 years, I would say, maybe a little bit longer than that, to the fall of Enron. And it started during the Bush administration. Actually, in fact, it was the Bush team that put together this elite group of prosecutors called the Enron Task Force. Michael Chertoff, I think it was, handpicked them. And the ironic thing is he handpicked people he knew as terrors of prosecutors. When the Supreme Court and the Department of Justice has always stood for seeking justice, not convictions. But these people were picked because they focused on convictions instead of justice. And then they untethered them from the Department of Justice and set them on their way to, quote, ferret out the white-collar crooks. They cast their nets way too far and way too wide. Yes, there were some crimes at Enron, but it turned out that Enron even lied to Arthur Anderson, and there were only a few people at Enron who stole money. This team of elite prosecutors made sweetheart plea deals with the people who had ripped off Enron of millions of dollars and then squeezed them to testify falsely, for the most part, against other people that had not done anything wrong.
This sounds like a medieval inquisition.
It does.
In our century.
It does. And then you carry forward to what's going on now. The shocking thing to me is that all of these prosecutors, and every case they actually tried, they only tried four or five cases. Each of the cases they actually took to trial was reversed either by the Fifth Circuit or the Supreme Court in whole or in part for some form of prosecutorial overreaching. And these people hid evidence that showed the Merrill Lynch executives were innocent. They made up crimes. They dragged people through unmitigated hell for years, prosecuting some of them two and three times. In fact, you just have to read the book to believe it, but I wanted people to see the human toll that a wrongful prosecution takes. And so I wrote the book to read like a John Grisham novel, but it's true and it names names. People can look at the website licensedtolie.com to see some of what the book's about and some of the publicity and media around it, and also my stories on the New York Observer on the media page. But it's particularly relevant today because all the people named in it are still in power.
Sydney, we have just a minute before we have to go to break, and thank you for staying on. We get to talk with you at length, but I want you to say, comment on two things. You only get a second, and then we'll ask for the rest of your answer when you come back. These prosecutors are still in place, aren't they? They weren't disbarred for misconduct.
No, they weren't disbarred. They were promoted by President Obama to extraordinary positions of power, including the head of the criminal division of the Department of Justice right now is the prosecutor who destroyed Anderson.
Failing forward.
Yes.
That's frightening. Now,
it's terrifying.
When we come back, the first question, I'll tell you about it now. I want you to think about it. Whether they succeeded or whether they failed, did they achieve their goal of intimidating the most powerful people in America? I'd like your answer. We'll be back after this break from Lock and Load Radio.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to wealthcreationinstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. Wealthcreationinstitution.com. That's wealthcreationinstitution.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Brady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris.
And I'm Paul Lathrop.
We have a special message to you from Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Ammunition Depot, we have a question from the chat room. Paul?
Desert Eagle asks, do federal prosecutors and federal judges work for the Department of Justice directly?
Federal judges do not, but federal prosecutors do. Technically, the prosecutors in the field work for the assistant or the United States attorney that's directly appointed by the president in each division across the country, but they're all under the Department of Justice. Judges are independent. They're the third but equal branch of government. Federal judges are appointed for life under Article 3 of the Constitution. Prosecutors come under Article 1 of the executive office, the president.
Sydney, okay. Let's take it case by, well, I can't say it case by case, classes of case. Talk about what Arthur Anderson, the situation they were in, what they were accused of, how they pled. We've got about 10 minutes. Can you summarize that for our listeners?
Sure. Arthur Anderson was the gold standard of the old accounting firms. It used to have the highest standard of ethics in the industry and was known for that. They got into a little trouble when they got very large and people started getting a little greedy, and they had a problem with one particular client that caused them to have to enter a consent decree, I believe it was, with the Department of Justice to change a few things. And then the Enron case came along, and this group of Enron task force prosecutors wanted to send a message to Wall Street. So they decided that they would destroy Anderson. They knew that indicting Anderson would be a death penalty for the firm. Anderson represented 2,500 publicly traded companies. So the Department of Justice allowed the indictment to be sealed for approximately a week while the SEC and people worked behind the scenes to avoid upheaval in the markets that could have been caused with the announcement of the Anderson indictment. Then they unseal it and make the big announcement. Accuse the company of destroying evidence, destruction of evidence, obstruction of justice, basically under, but they filed it under the witness tampering statute, which was absurd. I read the indictment and it didn't even make any sense. And the reason it didn't make sense is because Anderson's conduct wasn't criminal. Anderson had maintained a copy of everything it was supposed to maintain. Unless you were subpoenaed for something, you didn't have a duty. No one has a duty to maintain records unless there's a specific law or statute or rule somewhere that requires you to keep it. So, and Anderson did keep everything, including some memos that were used against them, twisted to mean things that didn't mean in front of the jury. So Anderson wound up being convicted. I think it was only 6 weeks after the Enron task force was formed that Anderson was indicted. And then it was out of business within a week after that, practically. Hundreds of people piled on in civil suits against the company. It was just a debacle. And all in all, it turned out to be for nothing. The jury convicted Anderson, but it was destroyed already. And the prosecutors got what they wanted because they knew then, once they knocked on the door of any firm and said, you know, you're under investigation, you're going to be indicted, we'll give you the death penalty that we just gave Anderson if you don't cooperate completely and cough up everything we want, including scapegoats for your crimes and huge fines. And that's what they accomplished, basically. And it took
this,
2 or 3 years.
This sounds like legal intimidation.
It is. It took 2 or 3 years then for the Supreme Court to reverse it 9-0 because Anderson had not committed a crime, and they had to allow David Duncan, the partner who had even testified on behalf of the government because they had him between a rock and a hard place, to put it mildly. He had to withdraw his guilty plea because what they bludgeoned and threatened him into pleading guilty to wasn't a crime.
Now, and the reason reputation is so critical, these are huge accounting firms. They stand there and say to the rest of the world, no matter what is true, we will never, ever, ever lie to you. We can't hide anything. And yet that's what they were accused of doing.
No, they were accused of destroying evidence.
Okay. The implication being that they were not fully forthcoming.
They felt like they'd aided and embedded Enron's off-the-books transactions and that kind of thing. But lots of Enron's off-the-books transactions weren't unlawful. And it turned out in the Enron trial later that Anderson had even been lied to by the folks at Enron.
Well, the fact that the Securities and Exchange Commission let Enron take place, do you think this was a way to hide culpability for other parts of government? Hard to say.
Hard to say on that. I mean, look at the SEC's disaster with Bernie Madoff. I mean, there were all kinds of red flags on that, and they paid no attention. And then there's the whole John Corzine and MF Global that lost, what, $3 billion that nobody ever found, and he wasn't even investigated or prosecuted. But, oh, I forgot, he made contributions to President Obama's election.
Well, and he's a former senator, right?
Right. A governor, I think.
Sydney, you're telling me it matters who you know.
It does matter who you know. This administration in particular has weaponized every federal agency and using each of them to target people for their ideas and views and speech and religion or whatever, and to accomplish the administration's social agenda.
Sydney, I'm used to saying statements like that. I write articles. You were a federal prosecutor. You are circumspect about the statements you make, and you're saying that. On
yes,
the other
I
hand,
am
you've
saying that because I've never seen anything like it, and I've been practicing law for more than 30 years now.
Wow. Wow. When we come back, we've got, again, a few minutes to break. We've got what? Enron and Ted Stevens and the Enron barge. You've got to bring us up to date. And at the end, I want you to talk about the FBI reopening the case on Hillary Clinton, because you worked with people in the FBI as well.
Yes.
Wow.
We've got lots to talk about.
Now, Okay, we've got 1 or 2 minutes. Arthur Anderson is accused. They're exonerated.
Too late for it to help anything at all except the law.
But they,
this is super ironic. Congress felt like there was a gap, that there should be greater protection of documents, whether anything's been subpoenaed or not. And so they pass a new law, part of the Sarbanes-Oxley statute, that Hillary Clinton, as a senator, votes on herself, requiring preservation of documents. And
oh,
then she goes
funny.
And destroys tens of thousands of emails.
But that before the legal proceedings were concluded, the company had been wiped out years before.
Oh, yeah. They were wiped out as soon as the indictment was released. It was an instant death penalty.
And, wow. So their assets get separated. Their case files go to the people that pick them up. They're done. They're gone.
Yeah. 85,000 people lost their jobs. Partners lost their retirement. Partners who didn't know anything about the Enron account and had done absolutely nothing wrong. Nobody could have possibly accused them of having done anything wrong. It was all destroyed with the stroke of a pen on an indictment.
It wasn't valid. This sounds egregious. You describe it. It sounds Kafkaesque. Was that the point that they basically said, we can get away with anything and you can't stop us?
Basically, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're going to give us another case. Hopefully, you're also going to tell us what to do. We've got about 30 seconds. Just begin to lay out the next chapters in your book.
Well, the next case, after they convicted Anderson, the same group of prosecutors, minus Leslie Caldwell, who had been the head of the task force, she went into private practice, very lucrative partnership at a firm in California that's a national or international firm. And Andrew Weissman became the director of the Enron task force, along with...
We got to run to break. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.